Good morning, caffeinators, and thank you for joining me along my journey. There is much to tell, so every day I will deliver this in small bits and pieces so that if you want to reflect on a particular subject matter, you can do so one subject at a time. So don't forget to subscribe to my podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about forgiveness. I learned about forgiveness through Ho'oponopono, an ancient Hawaiian practice of reconciliation and forgiveness. It means to make right or rectify an error. Ho'oponopono is based on the actuality of healing a situation by healing oneself. The practice of Ho'oponopono consists of using these four affirmations. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. It is a beautiful practice which you can use to bring greater peace within all elements of your life. The Ho'oponopono practice is incredibly easy to use. Through Ho'oponopono, you will feel lifted up and feel freer as your various troubles evaporate and disappear. When we experience conflict, we spend a fair amount of time reliving and replaying the incident. It becomes lodged in our minds, and depending on the degree of our pain, our subconscious tucks it away and creates a defensive mechanism that resurfaces later in life when we experience any type of similar circumstance. Your subconscious jumps in to protect you by using the defensive mechanism that it created and can also prevent you from moving forward. Forgiveness is the first step of healing yourself. Now, I have heard folks say, "I will forgive, but I will never forget." I am a bit conflicted by this in that if you prevent yourself from releasing this situation in its entirety, how do you move forward? If the subconscious believes that you continue to entertain this situation, it will continue to protect you and prevent you from moving forward. With Ho'oponopono, the healing begins when you forgive yourself for allowing the situation to occupy space in your head, heart, and gut. Through forgiveness of the self, you release all, and the subconscious mind can be at peace. The idea of forgiveness is not necessarily forgiving the offending party, that is for them to rectify within themselves. By forgiving yourself, that individual no longer occupies space within you. As I reflect on all those who offended me, I realize now there were a lot of folks living in my head, heart, and gut. This type of hurt and pain causes physical pain and ailments, and because it is within us, we continue to attract more of the same. It is a vicious cycle that really serves no purpose, and in this case, it's best to release it. If I were to offend you, it is my burden. If you offended me, I only need to deflect that offensive act by not allowing that into my head, heart, and gut. I then praise myself with love and gratitude, in which case I say to myself, "I am sorry that I allowed myself to receive the offending message. Please forgive me for placing myself in such an unhealthy situation. Thank you for releasing the emotion, pain, and data to the universe. I love you as I embrace you with love and light." For some folks, forgiveness is not enough because for some, the memory lingers and can cause physical and mental pain. This is where the 20 minutes can be of great benefit. If a memory is causing you mental or physical pain, take each memory one at a time and focus on it. And just like the box in the previous podcast, you will need to disassemble each part of that memory. An example would be if someone you loved and respected spoke to you in anger. I want you to find a quiet place and I want you to recall that particular situation. Go ahead and put me on pause while you relax and focus. And then when you're ready, unpause and come back. All right, so now that you have found that quiet place, please recall the situation. Try to remember it as either a photo, audio, or video recording. Sometimes we are on the phone and someone can say something to us that brings great injury to our head, heart, and gut. Words can be very powerful, but it's good to know they are just words. When you have the situation clear in your mind, examine where you feel this in your body. The body responds to the way you think, feel, and act. This is the one type of mind-body connection. When you are stressed, anxious, or upset, your body reacts physically. The next step is, in one word, identify the emotion you are feeling and allow yourself to react to this emotion in any way necessary. Holding back this emotion only causes more pain and discomfort. Keeping in mind that emotions are like waves, they come and they go. Next step is, what are you telling yourself about this situation that is not allowing you to move forward or to release this recurring situation? In a previous podcast, I spoke about walking and stumbling. In this event, the emotion would most likely be embarrassment. And the negative voice would say, I am so embarrassed, people must be laughing at me, and I probably look so ridiculous. Keep in mind that your mind is believing everything you are telling it. Your subconscious mind is creating a defense mechanism for the next time this happens. Most likely, it is telling you that this is why we don't go outside. All right, so now that we have all this information, it's time to disassemble this belief, just like we did with the box in the previous podcast. We begin by telling ourselves the truth. The truth is, the person, whether on the phone or in person, is angry and upset and is inflicting their own pain onto you. As you replay the video, audio, or look at the photo, change the outcome. Right the wrong. Forgive yourself for allowing this unhealthy situation affect you. Release the emotion by visualizing that you are embracing your inner child, apologizing for the pain that is truly not theirs, loving the inner child the way you would an injured child. And when you feel the release, show gratitude by returning all the emotion, pain, and negative thoughts to the universe. Visualize the situation melting away, crumbling, or fading away. If you still feel that you have remnants of the situation, repeat the steps until the feeling is gone. I have found that forgiveness is easy to do. It's separating and releasing the situation that causes us pain. It's like getting rid of that comfy old sweatshirt. It's the familiar feeling we just can't let go of. Like moving out of your home, you drive by and remember that you used to live there. You only recall the good times and it feels good and comfortable. But the truth is, you avoided the pain, hurt, and discomfort, and you forced yourself to live within it, and it became familiar. By releasing the old memory, you can now make the new feeling familiar. Visualize yourself feeling freer and lighter. It's like skipping. At first, it was difficult to do, but eventually you got it and it was fun and enjoyable. I don't skip as well as I did when I was a child, but I still go through the motions, and that makes me feel very uplifted. Forgiveness is not familiar, but when we release the emotions and pain and release ourselves from its bondage, we create a new familiar feeling, joy, love, peacefulness. Wow, how amazing is that? I want to thank you for listening today. Please remember the four phrases, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. Repeat them often and expect miracles. Remember to check out my website, coffeewithlisa.com, and that's coffee with a K, and become a caffeinator today. It's coffee time. Let's go get caffeinated. Talk to you soon.